Wholesalers, welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers, today's episode, let's just say it's brought to you by the letter P, P for plan. I want to let you know that the 2014 versions of the Business Plan Template, Rotation Builder, Expense Tracker, all available for you to download at wholesalermasterminds.com. Wholesalers, we got a pretty incredible guest for you today. If you've had an opportunity to watch CNBC, if you've seen PBS, if you've had any opportunity to look at MSNBC or Fox, my guest today is going to be no stranger to you. He's been called the Pit Bull of Personal Development. Maybe some of his book titles will resonate with you. Shut up, stop whining, and get a life. It's called Work for a Reason. You're broke because you want to be. People are idiots, and I can prove it. And even a couple of more. He's got a brand new book. It's called Grow a Pair, How to Stop Being a Victim and Take Back Your Life, Your Business, and Your Sanity. Larry Winget is with us. Larry, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
It's absolutely a pleasure to be here. So do you mind if I read a paragraph from your introduction from your book so we can set the stage for this? Would that be all right?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right. It says, we have become a society of weenies. I hate admitting that, but since I'm not a weenie, I will. For the most part, people are weak, sniveling, whining, backstabbing, gossiping, spineless weenies, and let other people walk all over them. Larry, tell me more about growing a pair, and let's chunk it up. Let's talk about the big concept of growing a pair, and then, because we're serving a business community here, and I know you serve multiple factions within your message, but tell me what growing a pair is and then how am I going to grow a pair in business?
Well, first of all, growing a pair is not about what's going on between your legs. It's what's going on between your ears. It's about developing the right attitude where you know what you believe in and you stand up for it and you speak up for it. It's about throwing away all the victim thinking and the entitlement issues that we have that are so prevalent in our country. And it's about confidence, courage, honesty, integrity, and personal responsibility.
So help me understand a little bit about how we bring that to business. Because, you know, in business, Larry, we need to be, at least I think we need to be, somewhat politically correct. Agree with that or no?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So
I hate political correctness, and I think political correctness has been the most castrating thing that's ever happened to our society. I think that you better be willing to run off 80% of your customers to find 20% that are not just customers but are rabid fans for you. You don't need all the business in the world. You need dedicated, rabid fans, and it's people who know how to draw a line in the sand and are courageous who are able to build that kind of rabid fan base. One of the biggest problems is people try to satisfy too many people, and that's one of the biggest mistakes I think people make in business.
So how do you think I get to that line in the sand? How do I figure out where the line is?
Well, first of all, and let's just back up maybe just 1 second. Most people think they have a pair. So I'll guarantee you 90% of the people who are listening to this are saying, this doesn't apply to me. I have a pair. I get that all the time. Larry, you're preaching to the choir here, and I say, that's a load of crap. Most people don't have a pair. I can give you a couple of questions. For instance, in your family, do your little kids talk back to you? You don't have a pair as a parent. Are you late on your bills, and you don't have a pair with your money? In business, do you have employees who spend personal time on social networking sites while they're at work getting on, and they're on your payroll, and you're paying them to do that? And you haven't fired them yet, then you don't have a pair in your business, and you don't have a pair as a leader. If you're picking up the slack for a lazy coworker and you don't say anything about it and get it handled one-on-one, you don't have a pair. So people think that they're brave, but they're not. And it's because we've lived in this gray society for too long where we're not living in the area of black and white and right and wrong.
So take me back. I hear you loud and clear, and I understand exactly what you're saying. I'm trying to put my head around it for the benefit of our listeners relative to within business. How do I find that line in the sand? How do I know I haven't gone too far? How do I know I haven't how do I go out and not alienate too many people but keep the raving fans? Help me with that.
First of all, know what you stand for. Just be real clear about what's the real essence of who you are in business and what your business is about. Are you trying to make everybody happy? Customers can see through that. Are you the guy who says, let me tell you what, I'm never late. I'll never lie to you. I'm honest in all my dealings. I'm building my industry and my business and the way I practice on honesty and integrity at every single level. So if you're not willing to live your life and come to me at that same level, then we're not going to be a match as a customer.
Okay. So tell me what some of the benefits become of growing a pair. So assuming I've done this the right way, and assuming I haven't, gone on full tilt and ticked
off.
Well,
you're awfully concerned about what full tilt is.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not talking about being so obnoxious or arrogant or rude. Growing a pair is not about that. It's just about having a set of beliefs and principles by which you live your life, and that you're not going to take a lot of crap from anyone, including your customers, or from people in society, or from your government, or from anyone else, that you're going to live your life by a set of principles. That's all growing a pair is about. So it's not about going out full tilt and running people off. It's just about knowing who you are and having the confidence to stand up for it at every level.
So tell me how this, in one of your chapters, there's the benefits of growing a pair. So how does this come back and benefit me?
Well, first of all, you're going to be more successful. I'm absolutely convinced that people who have a pair are more successful because they are the person who has grounded themselves in doing the right thing every single time, regardless of how popular it is or whether it costs them money or whether it humiliates them. They're going to do the right thing every single time. And eventually, people who do the right thing by their customers, how they run their business, they do succeed. You're also going to feel better about who you are. And believe me, that level of confidence is a big, big thing in terms of becoming more successful. That level of confidence you will have. Also, the clarity that you're going to bring to your business, that you're going to say, no, I don't do that. I'm the best at doing this, but I don't do that. See, I think one of the biggest problems I see with people in business today is they try to do too much. We need real clarity in who we are and what we do and what we're best at. And my buddy Joe Calloway's written a book, Be the Best at What Matters Most. The problem is people think that if I do the most, I'm going to win. No, it's not the truth. When you do the most of the things that matter the most, those are the people who win. And so that kind of clarity can make you more successful, and that only comes when you've got the confidence to know who you are and what you believe in. So, and all those things, well, you're going to end up with more money, you're going to be happier, and you're going to be more proud of who you are. You'll have more dignity, courage, respect, all those things.
So there's one section of your book where you talk about some side effects. So side effects positive, side effects negative, side effects sometimes things like, things we grow on the pair that we need to put ointment on. What do I need to get shaved off? I mean, talk to me. What's the side effects we're talking about?
Be clear that every time you take a stand for anything, you will be criticized. And most people are not prepared for that. They think by doing the right thing, they'll never take criticism. Listen, Jesus took a stand for loving people, and they killed him for it. So you can take a stand for something really, really good, and you will be criticized. And most people aren't prepared for that. They say, but I'm doing the right thing. How can people talk bad about me? It's because you took a stand. So this one of the side effects is you're going to get a lot of criticism. They're going to call you names when you start telling the truth. As I'm quick to remind people, the truth isn't mean. We've gotten to a sad place in society where we think the truth is mean. And I get called mean a lot. How is the truth mean? The truth isn't mean. The truth isn't nice. The truth is just the truth. Now, if you don't like it, that's going to be your problem, not mine. So that's another one of the side effects. There are other side effects. I mean, you're going to get called cocky and arrogant and rude and all those sort of things, none of which should be associated with having a pair. Because having a pair, it's just about finding your truth and being confident enough to speak up for it, stand up for it, and speak up against others.
So you mentioned earlier, Larry, that perhaps 80%, 90% of the folks that are listening, our wholesaling community feels, well, I got a pair. As you said earlier, preaching to the choir. So let's say I'm one of the minority that says, you know what, Larry's right. I do need to grow a pair. What are some entry steps? How do I make the journey start to happen here?
You know, the very first thing you can do is don't whine and don't complain. First of all, whining allows you to wallow in your victimhood, and it will not build confidence. If you're going to whine about your problem, keep it to yourself. First, and probably the most important thing to realize about that is that no one wants to hear your problems. Trust me, they don't care about your problems. They thank God you've got the problems, and they don't have the problems. They're dealing with their own crap. They don't want to hear about yours. And if you're not willing to take action to fix your problems, do the rest of the world and yourself a favor and at least shut up about it.
So step one,
start there.
Got to stop my belly aching, stop talking about my problems, take responsibility for my problems.
The most difficult thing for people is to realize, and I could sum up everything that I've done in 20-plus years in the personal development industry and every single one of my bestsellers, and I've written 5, this will be my 6th, and I'm sure it'll hit the bestseller list, but I could sum it all up with one sentence. Life's your own damn fault. Listen, it was your thoughts, your words, and your actions that created the life you're living and given you the results that you have right now. And if you don't like the life you're living, if you don't like the results that you've got, change your thoughts, your words, and your actions. But don't complain about them. So, yeah, that's where it starts.
Okay.
And next would be you need a plan.
Okay.
You know, people who don't have a pair, take life as it comes their way. Take the business as it comes their way. They're just sitting back waiting on life to happen. People with a pair, they have a plan. They budget their money so they're in control of their money. They budget their time so they're in control of their time. They know what they're going to do this weekend. They don't wait for life to happen to them. They plan their lives.
Man, Larry, you give us a lot to think about in only 12 minutes, I got to tell you. No, you do. There's a lot. Because, you know, the things that you're saying, you obviously have been living them and saying them for a very long time. And yet for some of us, we're going to hear this stuff and be, you know, taken back a peg perhaps. And that's what you want, right? You want people to react and think and get engaged in what you're saying. And
my goal every morning is to wake up and see how I can provoke people. Because nobody provokes us anymore. We don't seek out people who provoke us. We seek out people who agree with us and never cause us to think, because we all think just alike. And those are the people I talk about in the book who become sheeple. I'm not looking for sheeple. I want to make you mad. I want to make you think. I want to provoke you, prod you. Because if you're thinking, you're growing. Even if you think you hate me, I've made you think about what you believe in. That's always a positive step.
I need to ask you one question, and then we'll put a wrap on it. So you say in your introduction, because this is just curious to me. So, you know, you say in your introduction there's one little nuance about we sit in theaters and let other people text and take phone calls and talk loudly to each other. They're living in their own little world, and we say absolutely nothing. Now, there are some areas of this country where that behavior will get you shot. So how exactly do you navigate the boldness, having a pair, being outspoken, and at the same time, not getting shot? And I don't mean...
Well, you know, there are areas of this country where it would get you shot. So why not you just use your brain and not do it in those areas of the country? But come on, the worst that could happen rarely happens. Really, you're talking about a really what if at an extreme issue. The issue is not the what ifs and the extremes. The issues are walking down the street and you see somebody throw their trash on the ground and we go, oh well, we don't bother to pick it up either, but we would never tell them, hey, the trash can's right there, buddy. I walked up to a guy last week and picked up his cigarette butt that he threw down in front of me. I picked it up and walked up to him when we got to the corner. I was in New York City and said, hey, you dropped this back there. Did you want me to throw it away or did you just miss the trash can? He looked at me like I was an idiot, but I guarantee you, and by the way, when you're reaching out to hand to somebody, they will stick their hand out, and then you just drop it in their hand. He won't do that again. Think about what a different world it would be tomorrow if every single person today were accountable for their own actions and expected other people to be accountable for theirs. We would have a different world tomorrow.
No, I don't disagree, but these are some of the thoughts people have when they read your stuff, don't they? I mean,
yeah, and you know, that's what I try to do in my books. I offer solutions, but I confront people by holding up a mirror to them so they can see what life looks like and what even if it's not their life, the lives of their friends and their kids and their parents and their relatives and their coworkers and what society looks like. My book holds that mirror up to them so they can see it, and then they get to choose to take action.
Wholesalers, lots and lots to think about here. We're going to, of course, link up Larry's new book on the website. We'll make sure we link up his other books as well. So you, if you haven't gotten a dose of Larry in the past, you can enjoy what he has to say and let what he's asking you to think about rattle around your head and see if it doesn't bring you some change of behavior, especially as it relates in this particular scenario to your wholesaling practice. Larry Winget, I want to thank you for taking 14 minutes out of your day to be with us on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really do appreciate it.
We'll be back next time with another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.